What bracha do you make on breadcrumbs that are made of, or croutons that are made from a real piece of bread that is crumbled? So the Sefer Seder Brachos list, there are certain categories or criteria rather that bread must have in order to be considered bread, and you have to make a motzi. Number one, it has to be from the Chamesh Saminim. Number two, it has to be baked. Three, it has to be a certain thickness. And four, it has to have this toar lechem. Now, what do we mean by toar lechem, like the form of bread? So the couple of background we need. The Gemara in Brachos says that if you're, Gemara number one says, if you're koses chita, in other words, you chew type of a raw piece of wheat, and then you cook it. So if the prusos are kayamin, if there's a certain amount of kazai is still intact, you make a hamotzi. Gemara number two says chavitza, which is unclear. We'll see what that means. Rabbi Yosef says you need a kazayis in order to make hamotzi. Shesha says you make hamotzi even on less than a kazayis, as long as it has tsurasa dinama, this toar of lechem, this form of bread. And Gemara number three says that pas tsunuma, we'll see what that is as well, you make a hamotzi. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, well, the option of all three Gemaras here is that we're talking about three different categories. Number one category is cooked bread. In other words, bread, you have bread and then you cook it. So it needs to be a kazayis to have hamotzi. Having the form of bread doesn't help unless the pieces are a kazayis. Gemara number two says something about bread which is mushed together with honey or soup. But there's no cooking process happening, and therefore it needs to be a kazayis in order to be hamotzi. Or an alternative, it could have tsuras denam, it could have this form of bread, and that is what a chavitza is in the Gemara. And the Gemara says that would require a hamotzi as well. And Gemara number three, this pas tsunuma, is broken up bread that had nothing done to it. So in that case, you make a hamotzi, even if there's no kazayis, and even if it's so small that there's no tsurasa dinama, there's no form of bread in it, it's simply crushed bread, you make a hamotzi. Rabbeinu Yonah, however, cites Rabbeinu Chanan, though, who disagrees with that third category and holds that pas tsunuma is only hamotzi when it's less than a kazayis, because it is tsnuma danama, because it has a form of bread. So that is basically is arguing with these three, you know, these three categories. And the Moresh Moshe compares Rabbeinu Chananel to fruits. The halacha by fruits is that if you chop it up so much you can't recognize the recognize it, the bracha is shakal. And therefore the same thing Rabbeinu Chananel would say by bread as well. Now, what is the lumdus? What's the reason why bishul ruins the bread status in category number one? So the Machatz Shekel says it's because it's eno nicker shulechem. It doesn't look like it's lechem anymore. It doesn't look like it's bread. Cooked bread does not look like bread anymore. Mishabura that says no, because shem tavshel aleim. It has a new shem tavshel. It has like a new status that now it's considered a dish, a cooked dish. It's not considered bread. Now, I saw in a journal of Mekab Tzil, of his article by Rabbi Avram ben Chaim, he writes that this is exactly what the Machlokas of Rabbeinu Yonah and Rabbeinu Chananel is about. Rabbeinu Yonah holds that crushed bread is still bread because tzura d'nama, this form of bread, is important for the shem lechem, like the Mishnah Berurah, and thus it retains its shem lechem. As opposed to Rabbeinu Chananel, holds that no, this tzura d'nama is important for the mar lechem, for the appearance of the bread, so it should be recognizable that it's bread, like the Machatz Shekel, and then for crushed bread, loses its status as bread. Now, what is the halacha l'maisa? So Shulchan Aruch says, fastens like Rabbeinu Yonah, these three categories, the Mishnah Berurah and the Be'er Halacha seem to say that even if a kazayis of one piece of bread is sufficient to hamotzi, but you actually have to eat that one piece. In other words, if you have a lot of pieces of bread, and it's cooked bread, and not one piece, and then not even one piece is a kazayis, then you do not make a hamotzi. Now, the interesting question is, what about frying? How does frying play into all this? You know, nafkamina is like matzah brai is fried. So it's unclear if frying is like cooking or not. So I saw him say some say it is, some say it's not. Mishnah Berurah brings down machlokas about this. So what's the lumdus of that? So the Moresh Moshe says it's the same machlokas that we had before. Why does bishul ruin bread status? If you say it's reason, it's like the Machatz Shekel, because it's not recognizable, so then there's room to be lenient by frying. Because frying, when you fry bread, it's still recognizable that it's bread. I suppose if you say the reason of Mishnah Berurah that it loses its name, now it's called a cooked dish, So a fried dish is now called a fried dish, and therefore it would, there's no difference between cooking and frying, and it should need to be a kezias. So halacha l'maisa, again, these three categories, Rabbeinu Yonah, seem to reign supreme. The issue, some of the issues to grapple with, is the bread cooked, in which case you would need it to be a kezias in order to make hamotzi. If the bread is just in water, then a kezias or a surer dinam, or form of bread, makes it require hamotzi. And if it's just crushed up bread, then the answer is yes, it would always need a hamotzi, regardless of whether it's kezias, regardless of whether it looks like bread.